Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by the Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you're helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer, brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Oh, it's a special show. Well, it's a holiday for us. Well, it's a holiday for everybody, but I mean, when your thing's drinking beer, it's a special day. It's St. Patrick's Day for us. My name is Chris. With me from MichiganBeerGuide.com is JR.
Slancha.
Dugout.
Hello, everyone.
Uncle Pete.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And S.A.K. joining us once again.
Greetings.
Alrighty. So, St. Patrick's Day. John, did you do your annual run, do the Coonan, do the Breakfast of Champions?
Oh, absolutely. Sure did. Wouldn't miss it for the world. The Breakfast of Champions. A couple new entries this year, and one was a real showstopper, at least for me.
Damn it.
Was the candied bacon brown ale.
Oh.
A little brown sugar, a little. It actually Yum. Tasted like maple brown ale, but.
What's I still know about that.
And there was also a pineapple pancake porter, which is very interesting.
Damn it. I knew this when I made my book my trip this year. I saw I was coming back on St. Patrick's Day. I was going to have the Lyft driver take me to Coonan and call another one, but I didn't. It's probably all gone by now anyway, right? Or
I'm hoping it's say. Not. I'm going there tomorrow, so usually they'll keep the leftover ones on until they run out. So there's a possibility a few of them might still be on draft tomorrow.
I might have to go do lunch at Coonan tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. I'm all in on that. I got to go there and get grain for brewing. And it's March Madness, and some of the cereal beers might still be on tap. So for those
might
of you
go on by there too, maybe we can all meet up.
Every year, Coonan in Warren does a Breakfast of Champions on St. Patrick's Day morning, and all the beers are sort of cereal themed. So Cocoa Puffs and Cap'n Crunch and. You name
Lucky
it.
Charms,
they're talking. Pretty creative when it comes to that, and it's fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I went right, last year, and it was fun, and I was bummed that I missed it this year. But yes, all right, time for a quote. Hitting the wrong button. All right, the quote for today, we're going to go with the theme. If a man who cannot count finds a four-leaf clover, is he lucky? That is credited to Stanislaw J. Lec. I have no idea who that is, but that's a damn good quote. So, Uncle Pete, we're just going to get right underway here because it's St. Patrick's Day, and I don't have any beer in my face. So, Uncle Pete, what are you drinking?
Okay. Got a little luck of the Irish here. I got a Smithwick's Premium Red Ale, brewed in Ireland. It comes in a pint can. At least that's what I picked up when I was over in Windsor, Canada, this past week. So it is brewed by Guinness, so I guess it's got a connection to Guinness there. But let's pour it and see what we got. Ah, very carbonated. Got a nice, robust head on it. And a really nice, a deep color, reddish color. It's very, kind of a very yeasty, bready, malty aroma. Refreshing. That's good. Not very hoppy at all. It's more just a nice, straightforward malt beer. Good carbonation, kind of a creamy mouthfeel. Very much a cereal-like, cereal flavors, bread, malt, and biscuits. And this is kind of what I expected, actually, just looking at it when I was reading the can. 4.5% ABV, and I thought, yeah, this should be a very nice malty beer. So, hitting the spot, and sláinte, everybody. Anyone else ever tried this one?
I have not.
Haven't had that one.
Yeah.
Is that the standard Schmidt's, or is it a new offshoot? Because I've had the standard one.
It says a Smith, I say Schmidt's is how you pronounce it, right? But it's spelled Smithwick's.
Yes.
Premium Red Ales since 1710, brewed in Ireland. And it just happens to say that this is the Schmidt's word and associated logos are trademarks brewed in Ireland by Guinness in St. James Gate, Dublin, Ireland.
John, I think this is, you should tell us your story again real quick of your Schmidt's story from Ireland.
Well, yeah, when we taught the Irish how to chig. Yeah, well, I had won a trip with Guinness in a sales contest when I sold the product for a distributor. And while we were on the trip, the pub in our hotel closed early, as they do over there, or used to. And so one of the guys in our group decided he was going to crash the wedding in the ballroom next door because they were still going. And it was a cash bar, so he finagled our way in there, and we sat down with a table full of Irish women, which was pretty cool because I was single at the time. We were having a good old time, and all of a sudden this guy staggers up to the table and gives us a mean stare, and he looks at us all, and it was like a Mexican standoff, and he looks at my friend that got us into the party, and he goes, "Nobody talks to my sister who drinks Smithwick's."
Yeah.
And he comes running over to me, and he goes, "Here's a real man drinking a Guinness." So my friend couldn't go up to the bar fast enough and order a round of Guinness for everybody. He was very embarrassed that he had the Schmidt's, especially when we were on a Guinness trip. But that was the story. So, and then we proceeded to teach them how to chug, and they couldn't believe that we could chug a whole Guinness, which really isn't that fathomable because it's not that many calories and it's not that high ABV. But
right, yeah.
It was a good trip, though. And so I got an award on the plane coming home for teaching the Irish how to chig because the Irish guy that was drunk could not say the word chug properly. He kept saying chig. What is this chig? How do you do a chig?
Well,
you do a cheers, you down the hatch, and the last guy done's got to buy the next round.
I'm curious as to this award.
But that's my Schmidt story.
It was made out of like a plain napkin. All right. Who's next?
Yo. Well, I was just going to finish off this one and just say, you know, I would consider this one a chugger, if that's it. Just based on John's story. I mean, it's not heavy, it's flavorful, and it's really I got this one really cold, so it's an easy drinker, and it would be like one of those go-tos that, you know, in-betweeners, especially like if we're doing barrel aged at some point in time, we could do one of these in between just to cleanse your palate, and it's a good beer.
All right. Who's next?
Well, should I crack an Irish stout?
Why the hell not? St. Patrick's Day.
Jig it.
St. Patrick's Day. I have Murphy's. Murphy's imported stout, draft style. It's comes in a big can. It's got the widget in it, so it's definitely a nitrous stout. It pours a really dark, pretty thick looking glass, and some really good lacing on it. The head goes up really quick and then dissipates ever so slowly, as nitrous beers do. It's the nose off it is typical Irish stout. You get that really sweet malty bread type characteristics off the nose. And sips, it's got kind of a bitter aftertaste to it, but it's got a real bread sweetness to it. I think this is considered more of the sweeter side of Irish stouts than, say, like Beamish or Guinness. I think it's a phenomenal beer. I really enjoy having one of these from time to time. You don't get to see them a whole lot. I've actually been to the brewery in Cork and had a great tour, and they were couldn't have been more hospitable. I mean, just put out a spread of food. And boy, what a great, it's just really traditional, old school Irish stout. I love this stuff.
Sounds delicious. What do you guys talk about beer? I can only aspire to talk about beer. Every time you guys are good at describing, but you've been doing it for a while, so.
Sometimes I have a thousand things going through my head, and I can only talk four.
It's you're passionate about.
So, you know, you try to narrow it down, and every once in a while it gets convoluted, and you can't say anything. But, I love me some Murphy Stout. There's another brewery across the same city in Cork named Beamish Brewery, and JR and I have had professional ties with that brewery. Absolutely love Beamish Stout. I don't know if you can even find it around here, if it's even actually in the U.S. at all. But missing that one tonight. But Murphy's, good stuff.
Absolutely. It's one of the classics. Of course, Guinness is the category leader, and nothing wrong. I love a Guinness, too. I had one earlier today. And I really miss the Beamish Irish Stout that Dugout and I used to peddle. Really, really good, and a little bit of a more like a darker, don't want to like a burnt, a really roasted barley in your face compared to some of these others. So, are we ready to move on to another Guinness beer? Because I have one here.
Let's do it.
I have a Guinness Rye Pale Ale. Now, this is one of our recent episodes was Old Dog, New Tricks, breweries that are trying to stay relevant and innovating and coming up with new things. Well, I think Guinness realizes that the American palate is looking for, more diversified flavors. And I've never had this. This is a Guinness Rye Pale Ale, an aromatic amber ale brewed with rye malt, 5% ABV, product of Ireland. The Brewer's Project from St. James Gate. So let's crack this open and see what we got here. SAK is here with it, so he can taste it too. So it's for an amber, it's not very dark, as the name says, pale ale. But a lot of American pale ales have that orange brown hue. This does not. This is more golden. But it's not straw. It's got a little bit more color than that. Not a whole lot, but so it's a nice golden ale. Got a nice solid creamy head on it. Not really overly hoppy on the. You can tell right away it's not like an American pale ale with the loaded up with hops. It's more of a European style on the very more subtle earthy hop aroma. So I'm going to taste it now. So very, very easy to drink. Really just hard to describe this other than it's doesn't, compared to the pale ales we're used to, this is a whole new ball game. It's easy to drink. It would be a session easy to drink beer, but this is not full of flavor. It's even though I think they're trying to branch out and appeal to the American palate. I think this is more of like what you'd find in an Irish pub, like a more similar to a Harp lager than it would be a rye pale ale. And I'm really looking for something in the rye, and I'm not catching much rye influence. Mm. What about you, Les?
I'm not catching much rye either. It's actually got to me a little bit of a sweet taste to it. I was reading up on almost like a melon or grassy, you know, maybe almost like a saison sweetness to it. Not as barnyardy, but very drinkable, very smooth, light, crisp. Very tasty.
This is a fairly recent offering, from them.
Sounds like both of you guys are like, it's drinkable.
Yeah, you know, it's hard because it would be easy to say, oh, there's not much flavor in this, but you got to remember, this is the Europeans don't go balls out like we do here in the U.S. with, you know, the robust hoppy flavor. This everything's subtle in this, and it's got, you know, the tasting notes on their website say grapefruit and peach with hints of peppery spice, and they're there, but they're very subtle. They're not jumping out at you. Whereas, you know, an American pale ale like a Sierra Nevada, you know, you're getting that in your face hop burst. You know, flavors said citrus fruit notes balanced with pepper and malt. I'll give it that, but again, it's very subtle. It's more of an earthy hop. You know, there is a little bit of fruit and a little bit of sweetness, as S said. And maybe just a real bit of like spicy pepper in the background, but it's a very, very easy. This would be a great, you know, hot summer day, easy to drink beer. It says it's a light amber ale. It's really, if I was to blind taste this, I would almost think it was like, it said, you know, more like a saison or, you know, almost like a golden ale, like a very, very light, like a blonde ale. But, you know, there's nothing negative to say about it. It's just it's a very subtle flavor profile. And that's not what I was expecting. But it's because we're so used to, you know, having these in, you know, hop bombs here in America. So this is probably in the middle. It'll satisfy the European palate. And hopefully, you know, it certainly would be your, you know, Miller Lite drinkers in the world could enjoy this and be like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, it's probably be a good gateway beer into, you know, some more flavorful ales.
Oh, I'd like to try it.
So I think they do have some more line extensions of these other types. There's a blonde lager, which I think I passed on that one at the store and in favor of this. I thought this would be more interesting. And I think you're going to be seeing, I think there's also an Antwerpen stout. There's a stout that they export to the Netherlands, which is a different style than you know, the normal stout that they produce. So unfortunately, I didn't see that, or I might have picked that up. But look for some more innovation from Guinness. They're branching out from, you know, they were a one trick pony for so long, and now they're starting to, you know, get it more innovative and bring out more products.
Cool.
All right.
What do we have left here?
Well, I guess
Uncle Steve.
There you go.
So, Steve, I think you're up next. Would you tell us about your beer, which is named after you, isn't it?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to pick up one of these about 5 minutes ago when John took it out of his six-pack and handed it over to me. This is from Shorts Brewing Company here in Bel Air, Michigan. Had this before, but it's been years. It's an Irish style stout. So it's probably going to be a little bit dry and barely light. I'm going to pour this as well. As you'd expect, you know, pretty opaque. Not much of a head on it. What was there went away very quickly. We're certainly expecting some nice roasty flavors here. Generally, the smell follows what I expect. And as you might expect, this is a very, very roasty, very malty, very mild stout. not being hit over the head with anything, but certainly drinkable. I think it's 5.5% and very tasty.
Yeah, this is really good. I really like the mouthfeel in it. It's got a nice creamy mouthfeel. Classic Irish stout, complete with dark color, soft head, and a smooth, full flavor typical of this lighter-bodied beer. The simple grist formula provides a base of roasted malt flavors and a creamy drinkability everyone loves. That's what the website says. 5.8%, 20 IBU. So it's dry Irish stouts. A lot of people think that they're loaded with calories and they're, 10% alcohol. Well, that's not true. A dry Irish stout like a Guinness is really one of your lower ABV offerings. It's a misconception that people think, you're drinking that mud. And I think a Guinness, a 12-ounce Guinness, only has 120 calories.
Oh.
So it's a style that I think is misunderstood by many. But at the same time, it's very enjoyable. There's really as many different interesting beers that we try. Guinness Stout is just a classic that I'll always enjoy. And this is a traditional Irish style that Schwartz has brewed. And it's similar to that style. And very tasty. Nice job by Schwartz.
I don't think you'd be able to float a bottle cap on the head, though.
No. Well, it's not nitro, but... I have another bottle here of the traditional Guinness Stout. No nitro or nothing. It's just the plain old bottle. And I was thinking that we would end the show with that. It's just the iconic classic Guinness. I mean... Really can't do a St. Patrick's Day show without mentioning the king of stout. And actually, I have the Guinness Extra Stout. I think this might be a little bit
different. Oh, I'm going to get controversial here for a second. Is it, though, anymore? Is it still the best? Is it still the benchmark as far as stouts go?
I still think it's the iconic.
Well, not iconic, but I mean...
It's a classic.
I could bring up some... stouts that I've had that I've been like, wow, but I like to play devil's advocate. I'm not trying to smack talk Guinness or anything.
Well, when you're talking beer styles, this is the dry Irish stout.
Yeah.
Guinness be categorized as. I think what you're probably getting to, Chris, is you've found some other styles of stout that you like better than the dry Irish stout. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm right there with you. There's a lot of different. There's sweet stouts. There's tropical stouts. Foreign stouts. And now there's imperial stouts. I think we're looking. I mean, some of my favorite all time beers are imperial stouts.
I'm a big
Russian
fan of
imperial stouts in particular. Would probably be right in my wheelhouse, and even better when you age them in a bourbon barrel. So,
yeah,
no, that's just my opinion.
I'm a fan. It's a term I got from you, gentlemen. I'm a fan of a beer you can chew.
Amen.
All right, so speaking of Guinness, we're going to move on now to, I got an offering here. John was talking about how some brands are expanding out. Guinness is doing it a lot, and I picked up, I've seen it on taps, I've seen it around in the stores, I haven't really picked one up yet, a Guinness Nitro IPA. I can tell you my first one's almost gone here. Now, when I poured it, This wasn't recorded, but I'll say it again. It pours like a Guinness. I mean, you pour it. I mean, too, there's a nitro cartridge in the can. But still, I mean, I had to wait a good 5 minutes at least for this thing. And it's probably even more. Our concept of time gets a little screwed up. But this thing, excuse me, you pour it, just nothing but, just white bubbles cascading throughout the glass. And it's got the mouthfeel on this thing. Well, I can't say that, but I mean it's thick. I mean, as far as how Guinness goes, I mean the head on this thing, the lacing on this thing, it's clean. It's a classic Guinness head. Not gonna lie here. The color, we're getting into the area of kind of amber to brown, and you can't see through this beer. It's one of those cloudy IPAs that are becoming all the rage. Now, here's a rub with me. Because I'm going to drink it again. Well, so it can't be all bad. But, I mean, what John said with his review of his beer is kind of pretty much spot on with this. It's just, It's good, but it's middle of the road, I guess, as far as what I've come to expect from IPA, and in, I guess too with the style. This is supposed to be a little hoppier, but I mean, if someone wants to get into IPA, I'd give them this one. If they've never had an IPA before, I'd start them here. I don't think this is really indicative of the style, but it's still good. But I've said it on previous episodes. I think the mark of a good beer is it's compelling, and I want to keep drinking it. That's going on with this beer, so don't get me wrong here, people. I'm not throwing shade at Guinness. So I still want to drink this beer. I'm just perplexed by this beer. Like, I don't... Like, I know what it says on the label, but I'm not sure it doesn't come across that way to the palate, I guess. But it's beer, and it's good, and I'm drinking it. So cheers, Guinness.
That's very similar to how I felt about mine. And I think for seasoned drinkers like us who have tried so many, you know, especially different spectrum of IPA that you're drinking, you know, the European style, that's what evolved over there. It's, you know, the hops that they grow in the Ireland and the United Kingdom are much different than the ones we get here, and they're much more earthy and less pronounced. So it's a European style. I mean, and even when you look at the beer style guidelines, there is a English IPA, and when you get an English IPA, you're not going to get that in your face hop bomb like you get an American IPA would have. So.
Freaking Americans! Isn't that how we do everything? Bigger, better, in your face.
Well, yep. I don't know about better, but we do it bigger.
Yeah, it's just, but you guys will find this coming ironic coming from my mouth. I drink this and I'm like, where's the hop? Where's the bite? It's like I said, I like it. I can see the bottom of my glass. I'm not. This isn't. We're not in Drainport territory, people. Don't. I feel like I'm coming across as negative with this. It's just, I'm just perplexed by it.
Christopher, I got a great way to describe this. If you had tried this beer back when you couldn't deal with IPAs, when they weren't appealing to you, this would have been an easy gateway beer for you to say, oh yeah, that's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. I said, if someone's never tried craft beer before, give them this. Like, hey, I want to try an IPA.
Very approachable.
Start here.
So yeah, that's exactly I think what this beer is. The target consumer for this beer is probably somebody that's newer to craft beer, because if you go from, you know, a hop stupid or something to this, you know, there's no comparison. But they are two different beers and two different IPA categories.
Now, that being said, if I'm at a bar with a limited tap selection or beer menu and this is there as opposed to Fizzy Yellow, this is going to win. I mean, this still has flavor. Don't get me wrong. This is definitely, you're not drinking a glass of water here.
I completely get where you're coming from. You almost feel like you don't want you almost feel like you're letting the beer review down by saying it's not as flavorful as you expected, but it's perfectly normal because it's a European style and it's not designed to, you know, it's like the European style is just a more subtle flavor profile.
I'm looking on the Guinness website, and it shows they've got a Guinness Milk Stout, which I've never seen on the shelves around here, but I'd like to try that one.
Yeah, I like Milk Stouts.
And West Indies Porter they have, it says, Guinness West Indies Porter. I haven't never seen that one. And a Dublin Porter.
Is the Antwerpen one on?
The Antwerp is on there, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I really want to try. I've heard good things
Antwerp
about that.
Antwerp Stout.
So and you got some of these Guinness brands, like the West Indies and the Antwerp, those real beers that they have been exporting for years to those parts of the world, and they are now just saying, well, let's try to market these to more people, see if what catches on. So, hey, I give them credit for innovating and not just being stodgy. Remember, old dog, new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great episode that Dugout came up for us, a good idea, because that's what's happening in the beer world.
Yeah.
Yes, keep your wheels moving or you stagnate and go away and be irrelevant. So, yeah, good on them for, you know, got to give them props for trying. And, you know, certain beers are gateways to other styles. And, you know, these guys are really, really good at making those beers that are approachable and drinkable by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yep. So, because the average consumer doesn't have the palate that the beer nuts have, because we've tried a lot of these. We're a small segment of the population. A lot more people will enjoy these beers that we're enjoying. So, I think that about wraps it up, guys. You all want to just kind of say Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody and have a quick Guinness for the road?
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Well,
we got to.
Everybody, Sláinte. Thanks for joining us for this St. Patrick's Day episode of Beer Nuts. As always, please drink responsibly, and especially on a big holiday like St. Patrick's Day weekend, please don't drink and drive. Take a Lyft, an Uber, a cab.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Get a designated driver.
This year.
And be safe out there.
Yeah. This year, it's a whole weekend. So it'll definitely be dangerous.
I'll be going out tomorrow, and I will be using friends and Uber to get around responsibly. And, nothing can kill the party more than, some bad stuff out there. So,
Use
do the right thing.
Yeah. And two Lyfts out there, too. I like using Lyft because you can tip them. Like, I don't know. The concept of Uber is great. But it's always like my personal rule with tipping is like I tip for things I could have done myself, and I always feel weird getting out of an Uber like, hey, thanks for driving me like 20 miles. Have a good one. I like Lyft that you can tip. Now I did a free commercial for Lyft. I'm going to remind you that you can follow us on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast, on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Remember to send us pictures of what you're drinking. I've been ignoring that a little bit lately. That's my fault. I'm going to get back up on that, just updating it. Also, too, just ChristopherMedia.net. Apparently, we are having the biggest month ever on the website as far as people coming to it. Something's happening. I'm not complaining. Thank you to everybody. So you can go to ChristopherMedia.net. You can get it. We only keep a certain amount of episodes in the feed. I think right now you can get all of them, but we're getting there to where you might not be able to get all of them. So you can go to ChristopherMedia.net. You can get all of the episodes. Remember to follow JR, what is at Michigan Beer Guy on Twitter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And, hey, and don't forget our new Untappd.
Yes, we are on Untappd. So you can follow us there.
Beer Nuts Podcast.
Yeah, same thing, at Beer Nuts Podcast. That's going
to
be fun.
So, yeah, follow us on Untappd. We're going to, every time we do an episode, we're going to post pictures of the beers so you can find out what we're going to be reviewing even before the episode is released.
And hey,
and we love to have new beer friends, so please connect with us on Untappd.
And hey, internet haters, we're going to be going back and we're going to be checking in all of the beers from the previous episodes. All right, it's going to take us a minute. And don't be hating on us if we check in like 30 beers at the same time. We're just trying to make sure we got a good catalog of everything we've ever had on the show. Two, I keep saying it. We really are working on this. It should be done soon. We're working on a new logo for the show that incorporates Christopher Media and Michigan Beer Guy into one nice, neat little beer label. Because, see, when we started the show, we just kind of went with what we were going for. Now we're like we're getting into like a year and a half in. We know what the show is. We know what we are. So we're coming up with a logo that reflects that. And then we will get it on a glass. You can start winning this glass again. And we're going to try our hand at e-commerce. Maybe we will even sell the glasses. You can buy one of your own. But with all of that being said, Happy St. Patrick's Day. And JR, I believe it's time to go to Mexico.
As they say in old Mexico City,
AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.